Martina, how are you?
Colm, how are you?
Oh, where are you?
I'm somewhere between Athlone and Kinnegad, and I've driven through every climate possible since I left Mayo at 9 o'clock.
So you're heading to Dublin, are you?
Heading to Dublin for work, yeah. Left at 9, there was thunder, lightning.
Yeah.
Then torrential rain, then yeah. It stopped, and now the sun is shining and it's 8 degrees and it's beautiful.
It's scary weather, isn't it?
Yeah, really scary.
I always get this idea that this, whatever this storm is, it's spinning. So every now and then you're at the end of the storm and you get that little bit of sun and then it spins back into you again.
Yeah, and it goes completely calm because at 8 o'clock this morning at home it was completely calm. And my daughter was getting the bus to school, which is a 30-second walk away.
Yeah.
5 minutes later, I had her in the car because it was lightning, thunder and unbelievable rain.
Yeah, yeah, it's weird. And now at the moment, what, 8 degrees? And
8 degrees and the sun is shining, the sky is blue.
And you got the sunglasses on.
Yeah.
It's quite bizarre. Yeah. You don't do that drive every day, do you?
I do it about 3 times a week.
Mayo to Dublin?
Mayo to Dublin, yeah.
Wow, how long does that take?
The guards, I hope, aren't listening. It depends on the traffic. It could take 2 hours, 20 minutes door to door, or it could take 3.5 hours.
And do you come up for the day, work in Dublin, and then back home?
Yeah, that's what I do. I'd normally leave about 5:30, 6 o'clock. It's a bit later this morning because I dropped my son to school and I'm going to stay over and come back tomorrow evening.
Right.
So if I'm staying, I drop the kids to school and come back late the following evening. If not, I go early and get back that night.
You must have a few miles up on the car at this stage, do you?
Yeah, the car is 6 months old and there's 42,000 up on it.
Get a 42,000? Six months old? Is it a good Japanese car? German?
It's a nice German car, yeah.
Yeah, 42,000 in 6 months. So by the end of the year, will you have 100,000 nearly in a year?
Probably, yeah.
All right, Martina, listen, take it handy, okay?
Okay, thanks.
All right, thanks for the call.
Happy
New Year. Take care of yourself. Bye-bye. Some people texting about the weather. There are crazy winds and rain, torrential downpours, stopping and starting. That's Shane in Blessington. It is weird like that, especially around Dublin. It's coming in really, really heavy. The wind is blowing everywhere. The rain is coming down torrential and then suddenly, it just stops. And then the sun sort of peeks out a bit and you're going, wow, okay, is that gone? Is it over? And then it's back again about an hour later. But we're not getting the worst at all compared to what other guys are getting around Ireland. Colm, I'm in Seafield in County Clare. Homes are underwater. Seafield. The homes are underwater with waves crashing on land. It is so scary. The sea is nearly a field away. One of the roads is already closed, says Mary. Colm, we had the loudest, this is from Cork, is it? Yeah. We had the loudest clap of thunder at 4 a.m. last night in Mallow in County Cork. Then it went deathly silent, apart from a few house and car alarms, affected for about 5 minutes. That's always weird when that happens. You just get this thunder and then suddenly just the alarms and the odd dog. Then you could hear this eerie sound, Colm, approaching, like a whistling, getting closer and closer and closer. Until it hit. It was the hardest rain and wind ever. It swept across the front of the house for what seemed like an eternity. I was nearly going to jump into a wardrobe. Very scary. I checked Twitter and the whole of Mallow woke to it. It felt like a tornado had just rolled past. Does anyone know anymore? That's Linda down in Mallow. Anyone experienced that at about 4 a.m. this morning? Seamus, how are you?
Hello, sir. How you doing?
Not too bad. Where are you?
I'm down Carlo here.
What's it like?
It's not too bad.
Yeah?
Few floods here and there.
Do you think we're going on too much about the weather?
I think it's a bit stupid, because it's kind of winter time, you know what I mean? Like, you're going to get that.
But we're being hit with a storm.
Yeah, it's no big deal.
Do you reckon it's any big deal? I mean, we're getting calls in that the roads have disappeared along the west coast. Lahinch was completely hammered with waves nearly hitting 40 feet high. Do you think that's just par for the course? Get used to it.
What can we do about it? We can't do nothing about it. It's part of nature.
Do you think nature's getting a little bit worse, though? Is this part of the climate change?
I think personally, sir, like, nature's getting kind of fed up with what's going on. It's just nature's way of doing things, that's all.
But do you think that this is, as the years go on, do you think this is a worsening winter, a worsening weather?
No, I don't think so. Because I remember years ago, when I was a young fella, it used to be very bad winters and it used to be fantastic summers, and I don't think so.
Yeah.
I think it's just nature's way of doing things, that's all.
And just get used to it.
Pardon?
Do you think we go on too much about it, yeah?
Yeah. It, like, you look at the summer, like, when it starts getting really hot over here, right? Oh, it's too hot, I don't be a rain.
Is that not an Irish thing, though? I mean, the first time you meet somebody...
I wouldn't say it's an Irish thing. The English are like that as well, though. Going as well, to know.
The first time when you meet somebody at a bus stop or something, you know, or you're going into a shop, somebody go, oh, has it calmed down outside? It was really crazy.
No, I lived in England for a long time, right, and the English are the very same. It's great weather. Oh, it's terrible weather. It's shocking.
So it's the first thing we always talk about.
The weather.
So where are you working? Are you working in bad conditions, or?
Well, we're cleaning the flood. There's some floods and roads here in Carrick for the council, so we're doing all that for...
But you reckon we're just going on a little bit too much about it?
No need for it. Yeah. I do feel for farmers and other people are flooded out and all that, and businesses are affected by it all. I do feel for them.
Yeah.
But there's nothing we can do about it.
Yeah. And the West Coast particularly seems to have got...
They got a big old baton, didn't they?
Big old baton. Yeah. All right, Seamus, keep those roads open.
Thanks very much, sir. You have a great show there.
Oh, you have a great show yourself.
Good luck, sir.
Good man. Take care of yourself. That's the Seamus show. Now, Rose, how are you?
How are you, Colin?
I'm not too bad. Where are you?
Sort of on the coast there, near Kilmuckridge.
I know it well. Yeah, down in Wexford.
Blackwater, Kilmuckridge area, yeah. So it's pretty crazy here at the moment now.
So what are you getting? Are you getting rain, wind?
Violent rain, violent wind, violent thunder this morning at about 4:30. I think it was like literally horrific. I think it's the end of the world, Colin.
Seamus just a minute ago said, let's get used to it, it's just the winter. But you're saying
he's probably a hardy lad, he's probably like used to the cold and the wind, he's probably up on top of a mountain somewhere.
He's a hardy buck, you know. And he's probably in his boxers shouting, come on God, bring it on, give me more. Yeah.
He's probably outside trying to get a tan, a farmer's tan.
So are you close to the sea?
I would be, about 10 minutes away, so it's... You're kind of getting battered here the whole time.
Okay. And you're saying it's almost apocalyptic?
It is apocalyptic, sure. I know. We're getting to the end of it. We were meant to end last year, the 21st, but I think it's going to be this year.
Yeah. And have you... Is this the worst you've had in the last couple of days today?
No, since Stephen's night now, I think it was fairly bad. I think there was a few... I could see a few people flying by the window and a few cows and that, so...
Do you know what's weird is you're not a million miles away from where I'm sitting here now in Dublin, and you're on the East Coast and it's sort of spinning around, but it doesn't seem to be travelling much further up north. Like it seems to be stopping sort of, you know, a couple of miles north of where you are, and that's it.
I think it's kind of travelling across the country and it's going like from the southeast over to the west.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's going heading for that direction. I think it's coming from. Kind of travelling.
Well, I suppose you could draw a line from Lahinch nearly across to where you are, and it's coming across that way. Have you lost your electricity?
I have, yeah. I just had to pop down to Wexford Town there to get a few bits, so I think hopefully it'll be back on, but we're kind of out in the middle of nowhere, so they're not really in any great hurry to put it back on.
And when did you lose the electricity?
Well, I woke up this morning and there was none, so I don't know what time it went at.
Here you go. All right, okay. Well, listen, Rose, are you in Wexford Town at the moment?
I'm on my way home, yeah.
All right,
well, listen. I'm on my way home there now.
Take it handy, all right?
Well, if I don't see you on this planet, Colm, I'll see you on the next.
Should we be all blown to the next planet?
We'll have a few pints upstairs.
We will have a few pints upstairs. The bar is always open and it's always
a free
bar.
I'll allow you to buy me a drink up there.
Rose, go on that positive note. Have a good one. Take care of yourself.
Happy New Year, Colm.
Happy New Year. Bye-bye. That's very positive there from Rose. Thinking completely the opposite of Seamus. Let me just tell you this, right? Because this has just come in. If you think this is a bad storm around Ireland at the moment, on this day in 1839, Ireland experienced its worst storm in 300 years. All right? This day, 175 years ago, Ireland experienced the worst storm, bringing gusts above to 185 kilometres an hour. The night of the big wind. And this is in history books, took place overnight on 1839, on the 6th to the 7th of January, causing widespread damage. Winds reached hurricane force, and between A quarter of all houses in Dublin experienced some damage, ranging from broken windows and up to complete destruction. 400 people were reported to have died in the storm back in 1839. On this night, tonight, in 1839, the worst storm ever in 300 years. The captain and 14 of the crew of the Andrew Nugent, a 200-ton sailing vessel, died after the ship was wrecked off Arranmore Island in County Donegal. And 12 men of the Roundstone Coast Guard were also reported to have drowned. Wow. That was the worst storm in 300 years, and it was tonight back in 1839. Just in case you think it's a bit crazy at the moment where you are. Somebody agreed about the clap of thunder last night in Mallow. Somebody else texts in and say, Martina here. I woke with a big, huge roar of thunder and rain. I jumped out of bed with fright. Living in Mallow, the sounds were frightening. It was 4 a.m. exactly. Grace, how are you?
How are you, Colin?
Tell me, where are you?
Ballybunion, County Kerry.
And what's happening down there?
Basically, this morning, just before 8 o'clock, I'm PRO of the local rescue centre, Ballybunion Sea and Cliff Rescue Service. Our building was extensively damaged by the storm.
Really? Is it pretty bad down there at the moment?
It is. The high tide was at 8:30, and the damage was done before 8:30, and there was even damage done after 8:30. The high tide and the massive swell drove in basically the front of our building, all the doors. It's still structurally secure, but obviously the doors are gone.
And how is that going to, I mean, if the rescue centre is needed now in the next couple of days or whatever, how does that fare for you?
Well, basically, Colin, we knew this was coming, so we knew if we did get a call, we wouldn't be able to launch.
Yeah.
So we took our smaller boat, which would be our work cart, out of the station, and anything that we could, that if we did get a call, that we would be able to still... We're still fully operational, just that our station is basically damaged. So we're still fully operational, but we are looking at thousands among thousands of euro worth of damage.
I'd say, the next day or so, in the last couple of days for the Coast Guard has been particularly scary and tricky.
We've had two calls between this and the last week, you could say. So we've been kept on our toes as well as every other emergency service in the country. I know there's other rescue stations around the country that have also got damaged. It's not only ourselves. We're all after getting the brunt of it.
And what sort of call outs would you've had in the last week? Is it people being silly and
No. One, we had just a person missing. Unfortunately, their body was recovered. The last one was basically a lady from Limerick was unfamiliar with was down in Asti, was visiting a friend over Christmas, took a wrong turn, and along the road where she went to turn down to is in the sea.
Yeah.
Turned, went down the road and saw where she was, braked because she saw the sea, and basically her car with the weed and the mud slipped into the sea.
Oh, was she all right?
She was. How she remained so calm was great credit to the lady, and she rang the emergency services and stayed with the car until she saw that she couldn't stay with it no longer and climbed out of the car onto the bonnet and was rescued from there.
Wow, and car is gone.
The car was semi-submerged, and we recovered that afterwards, but I don't think you'd be driving it anytime soon. Herself was taken to hospital for shock and hypothermia, but has made a full recovery.
Oh, that's good, and well done you guys for being there as well. I mean, this is, as the next couple of days, or even the last couple of days, the Sea and Cliff Rescue Service is so important, and this is possibly the most dangerous time for you people as well, you know?
Yes, unfortunately, we would advise anyone, come to the beach, if you're coming to the beach, stay somewhere high, do not go up on cliff tops, do not go playing chicken with the sea, it's not advisable. High tide here was at 8:30 this morning. Our building was damaged at 8:30. It was also damaged between 9 and 10 when the tide was on the way out. Just because the tide has turned doesn't mean the danger's gone.
Yeah, we are fascinated by the weather, and we're fascinated by the way it churns up the sea, but sometimes we just get a little bit too close to it, so people really need to. And again, you know, people will, I mean, even around Dublin, people were down around Sandy Cove, I'm sure beaches all around Ireland, people have been just standing having a look at it, because the pure might of the sea is quite...
It's not something you see every day.
Just keep your distance.
Exactly. And on that, ourselves, we're a totally voluntary organisation, and if anyone has any few pennies that are willing to spare, contact us, because we are really in hard times this time. We're looking at thousands of euro worth of damage.
And you'll get nothing from the government on that?
We receive a grant every year, like every other community insurer, yeah. Rescue Boat of Ireland, but that'll only cover our insurance for the year, and unfortunately we have running costs of excess of 50,000.
Wow.
So petrol and diesel doesn't come cheap, unfortunately.
Okay, well listen, if you're doing any fundraisers in the next couple of weeks or whatever, make sure you give us a shout and we'll give it a mention.
Thanks, Colin.
All right, Grace,
thanks,
good
Colin.
Talking to you. Take care of yourself. Bye-bye. Okay, at the end of summer last year, we had one of our Thank Feck It's Fridays down in Cahar Daniel in Ireland's only beach bar. I'm wondering what it's like now. Ray is down there. Ray Madden is, Ray Madden was our host down in Cahar Daniel. Ray, how are you?
Colm, how are you doing?
Not too bad at all. How's it down there? Down in O'Carroll's Cove?
We're still Ireland's only beach bar. By God, it's like a tsunami down here, Colm. It is just devastation. The sea over the last couple of days has been so violent. If you can remember, you were looking out at our beach, and if you can imagine that nearly 6 feet of the beach is gone in height.
Wow, really? Gone?
Gone. Our tarmac at them is completely rooted up. Some of our benches are in the Carvin Park next door. The Carvin Park next door is completely and totally devastated. All the external damage, it's running into hundreds of thousands of centimetres.
Are the caravans, have they been flooded and knocked over?
Well, two caravans quite near us were floating this morning at 6 o'clock.
Oh my gosh.
I'll put you that way. And the Carvin Park further down the road is devastated as well. But here in O'Carroll's Cove, you know, you can't get in the front door of the bar. We had 2 feet of water outside the front door this morning, even though we're quite elevated above the beach. But that's how ferocious it was. All our deck area where you saw all our nice glass, that's completely and totally gone. All the glass is gone.
Is the glass smashed?
Completely gone. Benches have floated. Tarmac has rooted up. Walls have been knocked. Complete, total devastation here.
And you had the new. I mean, as I stand and look straight into where you were, you had the new place you're going to open on the right hand side as well.
Well, it's not opening now.
Oh my gosh!
Not for a long time. We have, I suppose, we'd have 2 weeks, I'd say, of general cleanup here. The driveway would have to be completely rooted up and taken up and replaced. All the rock armoring, those rocks outside on the seaward side, they'd be the size of a small car.
Yeah.
They're actually missing. They're missing. They're not on the beach. They're missing. They're gone. They're floating out in the sea someplace.
The power
it's been
of the
just
sea.
Absolutely violent down here.
Have you ever seen anything like it, Ray, in all the years you've been there?
I haven't. And we've spoken to a lot of the elder Limmons, a lot of the locals, and they haven't seen it either. Nothing as ferocious as this. Nothing. It has been just unbelievable. We had a wall this morning at 6:30. It was about maybe 30 feet long. In one wave, took the whole wall down.
Wow.
10 minutes before that, we'd actually be standing behind the wall watching what was going on. Such was only the grace of God that Catherine got cold and had to go in. And I went in after. Other than that, we'd have been behind the wall. We'd probably be dead.
Oh, my God.
It's just, you know, I feel, you know, you talk about the people over in Thailand and the tsunamis and everything else. They'd be delighted, I'd say, to see what we have, but it only puts it into perspective, the force of the sea.
Well, again, as well, because the which is the beautiful thing about O'Carroll's Cove, it's a small little cove that sort of focuses in, and I would imagine the sea then surging in there, it accelerates because of the lack of space it has to actually spread out.
Absolutely, and even at the top of the road on the Ring of Kerry Road, where you drove down into O'Carroll's Cove, that's very, very elevated. Like, you know, you're probably looking at maybe 20 metres of a height between the sea and the Ring of Kerry Road, and it's been so fierce that those boulders and rocks actually on the main public road as we speak been just driven up in the waves. You can see them floating in the water, driven up.
Are you telling me as well that a couple of people were going out surfing in that?
I didn't see anyone surfing, but there was people attempted to go surfing a couple of days ago, but we cleared them because it was just ludicrous. It was absolutely crazy. You know, there's freak waves coming in here all the time. A gentleman came to one of our front windows taking photographs, and we thought, listen, you better go because there's freak waves. He hadn't gone a second when a freak wave came in, and it would have carried him out to sea, only if we had the foresight to tell him, you know, this hasn't stopped at all yet. And it's to get worse, it seems, this evening.
And do you see the freak wave? Like, can you literally see it churning up, you know, out at sea, heading in?
You stood on our wall, and you saw a boat coming from the other side, from the Cork side.
That's
over.
That's right, yeah.
We can see the waves that far away arising, you know, kind of maybe up to 20, 30, 40 feet in the air. And by the time they're getting into us, they are reducing in height. but they're coming in at such veracity and such speed, it is just... We spent all night here barricading doors and windows and everything else to keep it out, and if we hadn't, the whole bar and restaurant where you dined with us last August would be flooded with water this morning.
Oh my gosh. So
we won't be open here for at least a week.
And do you get covered in on your insurance and everything on
we
that?
We don't know. I rang the insurance company this morning. It is external damage. It is, you know, the force of nature. We don't know how we're fixed with any farmer compensation from either insurance or from any state agency. You know, on one hand, we'll be deemed to be a private beach when it suits the authorities. And on the other hand, we're a public beach when it suits them. So my feeling on this occasion, we'll probably be deemed to be a private beach and they won't want to know about it.
I know you have your opinions on local council, yes, and you're quite vociferous about it and probably now so as well. Listen, take care of yourself, Ray. And
you too.
Yeah.
And we'll see you next August.
Well, yeah, absolutely, yeah. We really look forward to that. And obviously, again, for people down there that have caravans and that, it's pretty scary as well.
It's just been... Our next-door neighbour, another caravan park back to Road called Wavecrest, they're in serious trouble. It seems the caravans were completely and totally taken apart with the force of the sea breaking a window, and the caravan, the inside caravan filling up with water and just literally exploding.
All right, Ray, listen, we'll talk to you soon, OK?
Thanks, Colm. Thanks.
Take care of yourself. That's Ray Madden in Car Daniel in O'Carroll's Cove. And we actually were down there the last Friday in August. We had a really, really good weekend down there. Stayed up in Park Nacilla, did the show, Thank Fake It's Friday, live from outside of the bar. We were actually out where Ray is talking about. The wall is completely gone and the benches and everything are gone. We were sitting there doing the show, a beautiful little cove, but I could see how the force of the waves coming in there would cause a huge destruction. And right on the cove, right past the beach, about 10 feet on the other side of the beach, is where the caravan park starts. Beautiful place, and hopefully they'll get it sorted out down there. All right, somebody said, Colm, just say hi and keep safe to all the Irish Coast Guard crews that are out helping people affected by the storms. Them men and women don't get paid for the great work they do. Absolutely brilliant work they do as well. And just don't put yourself or those guys and girls at risk by going too close to, you know, storm damage or obviously beaches or cliffs or, you know, be a little bit sensible. I know everyone is fascinated by this and fascinated by the, you know, what this storm is fascinated by the churning waves and the power of the water, but be fascinated at a distance. Actually, there's a picture. Have we retweeted this? Is this up on our Twitter feed as well? So if you go to at Colm Hayes 2FM, this is a picture that's apocalyptic. Apocalyptic. It's a great word to say. Apocalyptic. Say when you're really drunk. How are you drunk? Apocalyptic. It is a picture of Car Daniel Beach. Now, it means a lot to us here on the show because we were down in Car Daniel Beach the last Friday in August doing our Thank Fake It's Friday in O'Carroll's Cove because it's the only beach bar in Ireland. A beautiful place. Absolutely stunning. And you sort of drop down into the cove. There's a little row that drops down into the cove. The bar is there. There's a caravan park, and it's a tight little cove and the waves just come in. You could do a little bit of surfing, but it was very calm the day we were there. Somebody has just tweeted, actually it's from the Kerryman, has just tweeted a photo, so we've retweeted it, and it is of that same beach. And it just, I mean, the only thing that it is a storm. It would remind you of pictures that you did see from the tsunami. It is unbelievable. And the waves at the back of the photo coming in must be 30 foot high. It's absolutely unbelievable. It really is. It's scary to see it. And it means, as I said, it sort of resonates with us because where we were sitting and doing the show from, and the band were there, and Garode was there, and the comedians were there, and Jackie Healy-Ray was there, and all, Michael Healy-Ray was there. That's completely gone now. It's submerged, and the glass is all smashed and gone completely. The band Renovator, were there.